years. It's been a long day, but
we're not half done.
We're getting close. We have another 20% to go. These are mostly invited. Would you mind, Mr. Jackson, if you could find a third person? Would you, Commissioner Leonard.
That's why I'm sitting here. I don't want to be around.
Does our garbage go to Arlington by train or barge? Truck. Okay.
Wow. Oh, you sent me down in the bathroom. Oh, my God.
Oh, you were in the restroom?
Yeah.
All right, City Council will come back from its recess. Carla, can you please read the title? Report contained in item 1403.
Did you want to do a roll call first for the afternoon session?
Oh, yeah. Can you please call the roll?
Leonard?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman? Adams?
Here. Quorum is present. Now we can proceed. It is still Wednesday, December 5th. It's 2 p.m. session. Could you please read the title for report contained in item 1403?
Accept new curbside collection service year one report.
I'm very pleased to report that the numbers for our curbside composting collection service change, that the numbers look great. The amount of garbage that is having to be trucked to Eastern Oregon landfill is down, while recycling rates and the actual composting rates are up. And I'm very happy to introduce the team and recognize the team at the staff level that has helped make this happen, helped make it successful. In addition to my Director of Planning and Sustainability, Lisa Libby, we have our Bureau Manager, Susan Anderson, and our Director of Planning and Sustainability, Michael Armstrong. Director Anderson.
Thanks. Susan Anderson, Director of Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. So it's been a year since we started the new composting, recycling, and garbage program. And as you'll remember, we started the new service a year ago, and we made three changes. The first one was that we added every week yard debris collection. We added food scraps to the green compost and yard debris cart. And we switched to every other week service for garbage collection. In addition, we also kept recycling once a week as required by state law. So how have we done? Well, in a word, I think, at least from my perspective, I think we've done fantastic. Since the program began a year ago, total garbage collected and going to the landfill is down 38%.
Are we supposed to be watching the slideshow?
Sorry. Yeah. So 38% down. No other city that we know of has made this kind of advance. In the first year of the new service, we reduced garbage by 36,000 tons, and that means we've cut more than 1,000 semi-truck trips up to through the gorge up to Arlington, so 1,000 less trips a year.
Do we pay by the truck?
We pay by the ton.
So we know that for a fact because that's what we've been charged for.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. So garbage is down and compost is up, and it's way up. Compost has, and yard debris has increased 180% from 30,000 tons to 85,000 tons. And all of that gets made into finished compost. It's sold to commercial landscapers, to farmers, to nurseries. And to get an idea of how much compost we're talking about, if you filled Pioneer Square with compost, it would fill to 30 feet high. So that's a lot of compost. And
wow, that's a lot of compost.
I thought I'd put that fun fact out for you, Mayor.
Wow.
It's all being commercially used. So this just used to be trucked and dumped into the landfill, and now it's a product that's being used for agriculture. And all of this has been a success because Portlanders have done their thing, which 84% of households are participating and using their green composting carts. And about 90% of those green carts actually have food in them. So people are throwing away less in their garbage can, they're putting food and yard waste in the green cart, they're taking it to the curb, and recycling is continuing to go strong. In fact, when you look at all of the things that can be recycled, all of the materials that people are throwing away at the curb, 85% of what can be recycled, people are actually putting into the blue containers, and only 15% in the garbage. And again, that's just amazing compared to other cities across the country.
Can you tell folks how do you know that?
We actually go out and look at more than 1,000, I believe, Bruce, 1,000 households, and we have some students who sort through garbage, so we actually know what the garbage recycling
extra
and
credit,
compost
I would
is
imagine,
there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to introduce Bruce Walker, who's the solid waste manager, and Arianne Sperry, who's the program coordinator.
And I forgot to introduce Rehana Ansari, who's also been a person in the mayor's staff on this issue.
So for another part of the study, we wanted to look at how people felt about the program. And so we looked at the auditor's annual community survey. We learned that two-thirds or 66% of respondents felt good or very good about their service. After a big change like this, we think that these numbers are pretty great, and we expect the numbers to improve over time. For comparison, 66% saying good or very good is equal or much better than the numbers for sewer, stormwater, parks, transportation, and police. So it's the same or better as those numbers.
But not better than fire.
But not better than fire. And I thought someone else was going to say that. We do want to improve those numbers. And one way we found to help people be happier with their service is to shift them into the right size garbage can. This table shows that most people, 60%, have a 32-gallon can. About 20% use a larger can, 60 gallons or more, and 20% have a mini can, or they have service once every 4 weeks. You can see from 1 year to the next, a slight shift in service. About 2% of the customers chose to go to larger cans, to 60 gallons or more, and about 2% chose to go to the mini can or to once every 4 weeks. So with any city program, we know that excellent customer service is essential. The curbside hotline plays a major role in providing that quality service. From this graph, you can see the spike there. It significantly went up at the beginning of the year, or at the beginning of the program. We were ready for those calls. We hired 4 additional customer service staff. 2 of them were fluent in Spanish. We also extended the call center hours to evenings and weekends. But what we found was after just 4 months, calls were back down to a normal level. People had gotten the change. They had asked most of their key questions, and recycling and composting just became sort of the norm of how they do it. And people figured out what they needed to do and have obviously followed through. So beyond the hotline, we've also made some improvements to our website. For some context, just like a lot of bureaus, several years ago, we really focused on making some improvements to our websites. And when we did that, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago, we had a 25% reduction in calls, and the people just got driven to the website and could get their information 24/7. What we've done now is we've improved the website. We have a new site called portlandcompost.com. where people can get information, how-tos, videos, other kinds of information. They can see when their garbage day is. So if you want, you can go online to portlandcompost.com. You can type in your address, and up will pop your schedule. So you can always find out when it's garbage day. It'll also tell you if it's garbage and recycling and composting, all three, or if it's just compost and recycling. You can also see on it there that every once in a while, for Christmas and New Year's, for example, we push service out a day, and so it gives you that kind of information.
And you can sign up for a handy-dandy email that comes the day before to remind you which day it is.
Exactly.
On what service it is. I find that very helpful.
And we're about to improve that.
So currently, you can go online also, and you can sign up, as Commissioner Fritz mentioned, and you will get an email that comes the night before. I actually put my daughter's phone number in there, and so it goes to her. It hasn't helped a bit, but I'm hoping still. So you can do that, and soon we'll be able to have that come as a text. That's coming next. So, but we know not everybody wants their information on a computer. Not everybody wants it on their iPad or their phone. So we continue twice a year to send out curbsiders to every household. And every household also gets a calendar that they can, you know, put on their bulletin board or on the fridge so that they have that information. So to wrap up, I just wanted to talk a little bit about community engagement. We have a magnificent person on our staff named Lauren, who years ago did the Downspout Disconnect program for BES. Amazing at getting volunteers. She got 275 volunteers to work with her since August of 2011. And the result was that we had conversation with 25,000 Portland households about composting, about recycling, about the changes in the service. This picture here is some young volunteers from the Urban League of Young Professionals. We had volunteers from neighborhood associations, church groups, cultural groups, Master Recycler Program. Our outreach focused a lot on larger households and also on working with people who have English as a second language. We had many bilingual volunteers. And in addition to doing all the canvassing, we had 25 community group meetings and went to 85 different community events and fairs and such during the summers. So we definitely got the word out.
Was this last summer?
This past year. Actually.
After the decision and after the change.
Exactly. Okay. So what's next? Next steps are pretty much to do more of the same. We'll continue to provide great customer service, provide people with the information they need, encourage people to shift to a larger or smaller can if they need, and to do some more outreach with renters who are in single-family homes or duplexes so to make sure that they're getting the information they need. So overall, I'm really happy, ecstatic about the program. We found that the rest of the world is watching, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and others. It's a new standard. It's really other cities from all around the world are calling us and asking us how we made these changes, what kinds of information and outreach are we doing. And in a way, we're doing it the Portland way, which is with a lot of volunteers and a lot of community action. So if people need more information, here's the website, and answer any questions. Thank you.
Any initial questions before you take testimony? All right, let's go to the testimony.
We have about seven people signed up. The first four, please come on up, are Sean C. Barron, Michelle Lasley, Ann Littlewood, and Harris Oren.
Come on up, have a seat, and one of the four chairs. You only need to give us your name if you're here representing yourself. If you're representing another organization in addition to your name, just give us who you're representing. We don't want your phone number. We don't want your email address. We don't want your list of Twitter followers, just your name. So we're glad you're here. Would you like to begin, ma'am?
Yes, I'm Ann Littlewood. How's that?
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
I live in Northeast Portland. Wanted to give an on-the-ground report of kind of how it's worked out for just a householder. At first, I was pretty annoyed by this plan of moving to every other week garbage, and not bought off at all by the idea of every week recycling. We've always composted our food scraps, and I felt like we were being punished for the sins of others. But in practice, you know, it just works fine. It's great. Turns out to be great to have that recycling picked up every week. Now and then, some project garbage backs up, and we do end up putting an extra can to the curb, and we're pleasantly surprised to find that costs us $5, and to do that twice a year is not going to be a big deal in our lives. I polled a few people, my sister and some friends, who have a baby, and was surprised to find they have shifted to once a month pickup. So apparently we are not. my husband and I are not as great at this as we thought, and we're going to have to look at it and see what they know that we don't. So I just want to say that the statistics are very impressive, and this seems to be working fine.
Thank you for sharing with us your evolution and your honesty. I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the time to come in.
Yeah. Hi, welcome.
Hi. My name is Michelle Lassley, and
can you get a little closer to the mic?
Sure. Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah.
So I represent a few roles today. I have a food buying club in North Portland. I am a master recycler. I sit on the board of the Community Alliance of Tenants. And through those two roles, I was able to participate in the advisory council that helped shape this and what has become a successful program. I am also an employee at Solve and then a regular resident of Portland. So overall, I love it. Sustainability is a passion of mine, and so that the city is taking such bold steps towards an amazing paradigm shift is great. I love that we are really incorporating waste equals food and to reclaim as much as possible and divert things from the waste stream. I loved working with the city. The staff that was participated in this were thoughtful. They were very intentional and really made points to reach out to the necessary stakeholders to make this a successful program that it is. At work, the timing was great because we were able to get our entire building. We moved recently to downtown Portland, and we were able to get the entire building on board with compost and within actually a few months of moving into the office. And now we've got a smooth running compost system for our entire building off of First and Lincoln. Personally, we've had to do some education at home, me with my husband. And I am the sustainability guru, and I've had to pull him along in a servant leadership sort of way.
Oh, servant leadership, Porter. Yeah, got it. Got it. Smart.
And then, you know, finding what works. Like, we had to abandon doing newspaper, for example, and just buy the bags and making sure that I help him and using the materials. But now he's converted. He doesn't care. We've got the pattern, like you've noticed, and it just works. Process improvements, the only thing that could really help is with, which is already built into the next steps. And we can see from the Community Alliance of Tenants, landlord education, and getting the landlords informed to be able to then pass on the right materials and how that can be done for the tenants.
Great suggestion. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for your servant leadership at home and in the community. We appreciate it. Hi, welcome. Yeah, that's perfect.
My name is Harris Orham. I live in Irvington. I started off recycling with my parents, who were conservative Republicans in early 50s, and now they would be very pleased with this program. They would be recycling now, but they wouldn't be Republicans. I stayed with that, been fairly consistent about that. I became a master recycler, and when the city talked about the changing to every other week, I was really dubious that we could do it with a 20-gallon can, but it is so easy. We fill up half the can every 2 weeks, and half of that is dog poop. And when there's a problem with people not having enough room within a small group in the neighborhood, we can always go ask a neighbor if there happens to be, if I have more leaf. The leaves fall, our leaves fall after the last pickup, so I borrow neighbors' cans, and there's no problem. If I have space in my garbage can, they borrow it. There's no problem. It's never been a problem. And I was surprised. And I was very pleased. I've been to visit my sons in Philadelphia, Boston, and Austin, and they don't hold a candle to here. It's just a mess. The recycling is a mess compared to ours. I'm really appreciative of this program.
Thanks. And what was your name again?
Harris Orham.
It's interesting because in my neighborhood as well, people, the leaves fall at different times. And so people have taken turns to borrowing each other's green bins. Yeah. It's really something I hadn't anticipated.
It's good for neighborhood. I mean,
yeah, it's great.
You have to talk to your neighbors if you don't want to.
That's it.
With permission.
On occasion. Sometimes they don't know. I'm joking, Oregonians, reporters listening in the basement. No, I'm not. Go ahead. Sir, welcome. Oh, you have to push that button there and be front of the... Perfect. Thanks so much.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm Sean. I'm a certified master recycler, and I guess you'd call a self-proclaimed waste reduction activist. I'm really excited to be here to share my enthusiasm about the new initiative. It's been working excellent for me. Earlier this year, I had the opportunity to be a part of the Be Cart Smart campaign, and I logged over 15 hours of canvassing, knocking on doors in northeast and North Portland neighborhoods, and knocked on over 200 doors and spoke to approximately 100 people. One of the highlights from this experience definitely was the sense of pride that I heard relayed back to me. People were really excited to have a conversation about it and tell me how proud they were to live in a city that was taking action and doing something about reducing waste, doing, you know, anything at all, really got them hyped up, and they were just glad to share that with me. Another interesting point about speaking to people was how receptive they were to hearing how they could be a more effective composter. They wanted to, you know, understand how it was they could compost even more and reduce their waste even more, and open to hearing tips on someone like myself, a little expertise in it. I also found that people who are relatively younger, or someone I'd consider my peer, really had nothing but great things to say about it. No one said, this is too difficult, or I don't want to try this. They're only like, let's get started. Let's dig right in and compost all we can. And then finally, I'd like to say that we've been participating at my own household in Northwest Portland. Myself, my roommates, and my neighbors have all really enjoyed it. There was, I think, a little bit of resistance at first from my roommates, and I was surprised to see actually them come along as well as they did, and now they throw all their food into the compost, and we have very little waste. And I'm really thankful that Portland has begun this program here, and we can be a beacon for other cities around the country for waste reduction.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony, all of you. Really appreciate it. Next four.
The last three who signed up are Tom Carwacki, Terry Parker, and David White.
Hi, Terry. Would you like to begin, sir?
Certainly. My name is Tom Carwacki. I am in the University Park area. I am the chair of the Neighborhood Association. And on behalf of the University Park Neighborhood Association, I knocked on over 500 doors on the program in the spring and talked to hundreds of people, as well as we've had 400 people at our picnic, and we've had three meetings of over 60 people, and there's been nothing but great things about this particular program. My view is that, and it really is a cost savings measure. It is not just a composting and clean environment. It really is a cost savings measure, and perhaps those people who don't understand or do have a problem with it initially have had problems with the sizing of the trash cans and so forth, which they weren't aware always that they could change. But the other area is that it really is a cost savings, and they don't understand that sometimes. And if that was made a little clearer in the city's presentations, that might help a lot.
Great.
So good. Thank you.
Good advice, and thanks for knocking on doors. Mr. Parker, welcome back.
Terry Parker, Northeast Portland. When I grew up, oh, wait a minute.
There you go.
You hand those to Carla. I'm sorry. Did it again. When I grew up in Portland, once a week, Jimmy the garbage man would come by, stop his truck in the middle of the street, pick up the garbage up the driveways of two houses on each side, and then move on to the next group of four houses. Like most families in my neighborhood, everything was in one 32-gallon can. Occasionally, maybe six times a year, additional items would be set out on the curb for Jimmy or sometimes a helper to pick up. In Portland, garbage service has gone the way of the family farm. Just like how food is being grown on large corporate grow farms, garbage is now being picked up by national corporate haulers. In addition to two large, huge 60-gallon clamshell containers, along with a bin for glass, most households have some sort of garbage container that, as a group, take up way too much storage space or yard space. Additionally, the current system has tripled to quadrupled the number of garbage trucks on the road, with each one traveling double the number of VMTs, wearing down city residential streets, going up one side and then down the other. There is no small business competition, and because garbage service is now a socially engineered government-managed monopoly, the costs for service have mushroomed with less service for more money. The results from the citywide auditor satisfaction surveys clearly demonstrated decline and dissatisfaction with garbage service pickup, and that's over time. The every other week garbage pickup is unsatisfactory to a significant number of Portland households. In attempt to straighten out this fine mess you've got us in, I suggest the following. According to most of the people I have spoken with about their service, they specifically asked about the blue recycle bin. They have told me it is only half filled up or less during an average week. Given this information, the recycle bin for most households only needs to be picked up on a biweekly basis, thereby allowing garbage service to again being picked up on a weekly basis using the same number of trucks and drivers. Additionally, this could provide a cost savings for customers, and it is highly likely a large number of households could then go back to using a smaller garbage can. I firmly believe this option provides better service and possibly at a lower cost for customers. I also believe it would be considerably more satisfactory and acceptable to more households than the current dictatorial scheme. Finally, as a side note to this discussion, along with many businesses fleeing the city of Portland, I know of a number of people who have moved to Salem where rents are half of what they are here and now commute to Portland, thereby driving longer distances. With all the tax levies pushing up already high property taxes, new taxes such as the telephone tax and the unconstitutional head tax for art, excessive water, sewer, and sewer rates, the plastic bag ban, other misaligned priorities, the anti-car pay-for-on-the-street parking mindset, combined with dictatorial special interest policymaking, all contribute and help to drive people out of the city seeking a less costly place to live. High rates for less than satisfactory garbage service only add to the high cost of living in Portland. Thank you.
So, Mr. Parker, you live in a single-family home?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, welcome, Mr. White.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and council members. My name is Dave White. I am regional representative for the Oregon Refuse and Recycling Association. And in that position, I work with the trike. Is that me? Am I
there we go. That should work, yeah. Full service public servant.
In that position, I work with the Tri-County Council, the local industry association that represents the city's franchise residential collection companies. My comments today are on their behalf. Portland haulers have been providing excellent collection services to the residents of the city for decades. They are proud that in the city auditor's annual community survey, their customers have consistently rated the solid waste recycling and yard debris collection service they receive as among the best programs and services in the city. We're right up there with fire.
Very, very close.
Actually, a challenge.
Actually, nobody's close.
It is very important to haulers that these services continue to be viewed by customers as excellent and that the city's collection program continues to meet their service needs. When you decided to implement a new residential collection program, the Portland haulers assisted city staff with the pilot study and then worked hard to implement the program as efficiently and conveniently for our customers as possible. I testified at that time that your hauler partners would work with staff and customers to assure the success of the program. I've got a few examples. Haulers have worked with staff and City Hall to develop a program that helps low-income customers who need additional garbage collection service due to medical needs. They have worked with staff to address the rise in contamination in recycling and compost carts, and we're making good headway in that. They have proposed changes in the rate-setting policies that reduce the cost of moving to a larger garbage cart that meets their needs. And so we're going to continue to work with staff and City Council to improve the program and meet those and improve customer satisfaction. As reported today by the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, the waste reduction and recovery results of the program are impressive. By that measure, this program is already a success. We think there's still more to do. The results of the auditor's survey do show that there's been a 12% reduction in customer satisfaction with the new program. While the overall perception of the program is very good, as noted in the staff report, that 12% reduction for us is significant. There are things we think that can be done and that need to be addressed. Haulers will continue to work with staff to help customers understand the value of this program.
You're good.
Yeah, go. Yep. The value of the program and the benefits that they receive. And we'll continue to work with staff and City Council to review the program and identify options that we might be able to implement to address their concerns. please understand as I close that the hauler supports the program. But they want to make sure that it meets the customer service needs and continues the history of excellent customer service. Like Irie said, the report is good, but there's more to do, and we're committed to working with you to do that. Thank you for your time.
And Mr. White, if I could, to you and to all of your members, you have been absolutely positively fantastic. And I know that based on your work and the work of your members over the past 3 years of we've worked to put this together, the pilot and everything, that you will continue to be a great partner to recover that 12%. And I am very confident. So thank you.
We're going to catch up with
question.
That fire. Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. White, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When I visited with you a few weeks ago, visited with your members, there was a couple of things that were discussed. And one of them was whether the monthly pickup of garbage was a good thing to do. Is that something that you want us to consider revising?
We actually would like you to look at that. It's the once every 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. We think it's redundant in a way, in that we already have the 20-gallon mini can, which 20 gallons collected twice a month, 40 gallons. And so the once every 4 weeks, let's say that's 35 gallons. The difference in capacity is not much. But for us, it creates an issue regarding routing. The weight, we can't plan. We don't know what people are going to set out once every 4 months. There's no consistency necessarily there. And so we're very concerned about having overweight trucks. You don't want our overweight trucks running on the road. So we think that by moving back to the 20-gallon mini can, that you can address these customers' needs. It's more frequent service.
Do it 20 gallons every two weeks.
And addresses some of our operational concerns.
But that's something that I'm interested in. The other thing that I learned from you and your members was that it doesn't make any difference because it's mechanized equipment, whether the bin is half full, except if it's overweight. So that was something that I wanted to share with those watching at home, is that even if you've just got a few scraps, it's still worth putting them in the bin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Thank you all for your testimony. All right. I move acceptance of the report.
I just have one more question for staff.
Yes.
If I could have staff come back. This is an impressive report, and obviously we all strive for continuous improvement, so I know that we'll continue to work towards that. I did have a question about the families with taking care of adults with medical needs, and I thought the last time we had a discussion at council we were going to look at providing complementary upgrades in size on request with demonstrated need, rather than making it subject to low income.
I think of that. I had heard that it was for low income only, but maybe we could go back to. But I thought the direction was for low income.
So I think it's a benefit to our community when families take care of older adults in their homes rather than moving to nursing facilities and such, and that they're. When I had children in diapers, I was still able to do monthly service because I was really diligent about recycling. The servant leadership thing with my husband is more the servant rather than the other. But by fishing things out of the garbage and putting them in the recycling, I was able to manage with monthly, even when we had small children. But with adult medical waste, there was really not much option for reducing that. And so it seems reasonable to us to consider a version of on request with demonstrated need rather than by having to prove low income.
So with I think that the way that we're dealing with inquiries now, using master recyclers to go out and problem solve based on people calling in about unique circumstances, that might be one. My direction to the Bureau has been to problem solve for any sort of outlying issue that is legitimate, regardless of whether or not it's income-based or otherwise. So I think
maybe that's what I was understanding.
I think your reminder, we have great master recyclers that volunteer and go out and help people problem solve, and we've been able to solve a lot of unique problems. They might be small as a percentage, but for those people experiencing them, they're very real.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, I move acceptance of the report.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion to accept the report?
Leonard?
Thank you for all the work that's gone into this. It's a very successful program, obviously. Please support it. Aye.
Fritz? Thank you for the report and for bringing it back to council and for everybody here who chose to come or staff who've put in a lot of time on this program. My emails reflect similar to what we've heard here today, that initially there was a storm of protest. I still had some input, and indeed the 12% reduction in satisfaction is a concern to me too. Overall, it is working as intended, and as we continue to help folks with the process, I think that that can improve even more. I found it especially helpful to be able to put my turkey carcass in the recycling compost ink. If I only need it once a year, that was significant to me. But also, I was recently at a candidate forum in Southwest Portland where there were probably 100 people in the audience, and we were asked a question about the new system, and so I asked for a straw poll because I appreciate very much the 275 volunteers who knocked on 25,000 doors. That's almost on the scale of the London Olympics volunteer force and the amount of people reached. So thank you very much to all of those folks. But I did my own straw poll at the Southwest Neighborhoods Forum of just folks who were coming to a political forum rather than particularly being asked or being interested in garbage and recycling. And I would estimate over 3/4 of the room raised their hands saying that they liked the new system. So that was a random sampling, a straw poll, but something that I found significant. So I appreciate very much having been part of this project and the services that I receive, and especially the attitude of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Mayor Adams, this is another significant achievement of your term, and I congratulate you. Aye.
Adams.
Thank you. So just to add to the thanks is all the volunteers, the master recyclers especially, that have been willing to go out and problem solve on specific concerns that we've heard. Megan Ponder, who's a secret weapon in the division, who used to work for us, but mostly to Portlanders, who've really, the bulk of which have really embraced this. We have a lot of turkey-based compost that will be available in, 45 days? Is that about how long? Thank you all. Aye. All right, we're in recess for 8 minutes.
Next thing will go fast.